email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
You know what?
What, buddy?
We never get feedback after we give this valuable advice. Just once, can we get a follow-up email? I did what you said, and we're happily married now.
You know, that's not a bad idea.
I ignored everything you said, and I'm much happier.
I did what you said, and I found out that my clothes and belongings were on the front lawn when I got home from work.
Yeah.
I followed your advice, and I'm now divorced.
Right, and I'm ready to kill all three of you. Watch your backs.
You have to sleep sometime. Well, our first letter comes from Walt. Walt is 35 years old, and he says, gentlemen, my girlfriend had this annoying guy friend who I just know is into her. We've all been there. We've all been there. You're dating somebody, and she's got a guy friend, and you know this guy's just sniffing around waiting for a shot.
She says... He's just a friend.
Oh, he's just a friend. Oh, he's not interested.
The other guy, game on in a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't think of me that way. Honey, he's a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, she keeps saying they're just friends, and maybe they are in her mind. But I'm a guy, so I know how guys think. Amen, Walt. And now I definitely know he made her a mixtape full of sexy R&B songs. Al Green, Barry White, Marvin Gaye, stuff like that. Could it be any clearer that he likes her? No, it couldn't be any clearer. He's scoping in and he's trying to muscle in on your territory, Walt.
Walt, here's what you got to say. You got to go up to the guy. Dude, I put your tape on last night, and let me tell you, it was rocking.
Oh. That's beautiful. So you know what, man?
Could you make another one for us? I want some more of that.
Can you up the tempo a little bit? Because I'm feeling a little bit more aggressive, if you know what I'm saying. That's the best advice ever. That's hilarious.
Could you label it like Love Tape 2,
yeah,
please?
Can you just, you know, nice. That's the, oh, yeah.
She really liked it, too, by the way. She'd really appreciate if you do that.
Absolutely. That, yes, I like that. That's a good, there you go, Walt. There's your advice right there. The next one comes to us from Jesse. Jesse's 34 years old. Is Jesse or he or is she? Let's see. One of my friends always sends me texts where he's just talking, and I don't like having conversations over text. I actually know a lot of people like this that just don't want to have a conversation. That's not what texting is for. He texts me so much.
How much does he text?
Thank you. That I've actually stopped responding to him unless he asks a specific question. He thinks it's rude and gets really angry with me, so I don't always respond to him. But it's just my way of texting. Do you always have to respond to texts that don't ask questions?
No.
Yeah. You know, it depends on the level of the friendship.
No, I think, yes, you do have to respond to texts. But if you have a friend where you say, hey, this is a huge interruption for me.
Yeah.
Every time the phone blings, I have to stop what I'm doing and look at it. And it's not anything that someone, after you tell them that and keeps doing it, is being rude.
If you don't respond to annoying texts, eventually they will stop.
No, that's not true. Listen, I think it depends on the level of friendship you have here. I've got a buddy that he and I text back and forth. And it's like all of a sudden we'll have a conversation. And then he drops off the face of the earth for 2 or 3 days, and I'll get a text from him later going, hey, by the way, and it just takes back up. I don't consider that rude. That's just how he is.
That's your understanding with him.
He and I have been buddies for over 20 years. So
Jesse doesn't have an understanding with this text person.
That's correct. And again, it goes back to a common denominator that we always bring up when we answer these emails. Communication is key between you and whoever it is that you're having an issue with. Kent, 52 years old. This one is interesting. Kent says, every week, my 15-year-old son and I watch Breaking Bad together. I know it's an intense show, but my son is fairly mature for his age, and I think he can handle it. He wants to be Walter White for Halloween.
Ha!
You know, and he's the main character. Bald right. head, glasses, hazmat suit.
Meth manufacturer.
Yeah. My wife thinks other parents will judge us if he goes out like that. Should we let our son go as Walter White for Halloween? 15 years old.
There are a lot of people who would not get Walter White.
Right.
That would go over a lot of people's heads.
Yes. And I think that's kind of a fun thing to do for Halloween. It makes people go, who are you? What are you doing?
You know, I've taken my daughter, because my daughter goes to plays with me, and you know, some plays, you know, what Dad said is, just because we see it doesn't mean we do it.
That's a very good advice. That's very good advice indeed.
I would think watching Breaking Bad is in the same category. I don't necessarily see any problem there.
I don't see any problem with it. I don't, you know, again, at 15, you have to assess the maturity level of your own kid. You know better, you know.
Yeah, better he dress up as an axe murderer instead, right?
Like Jason Voorhees?
Yeah.
That's so old school, yeah. though, you know?
No, Tom's landed on a great point. How many kids dress up as Jason with the hockey mask or the bloody axe or whatever it is?
Or the guy from Saw, you know, with the funky little face?
Yeah. Hey, that's funny. Great, yeah. That's super.
But then again, I don't think
there's a problem here.
The flip side is, why can't we have more Batman and Superman? And okay, I don't particularly want your son dressing up as Wonder Woman. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I, you know, oh, and definitely not Aquaman. Don't ever dress your kid up as Aquaman.
No?
No. Aquaman's the gay. We don't want Aquaman. But I would have to say I understand the concern, but I think it would be okay. If I were him, I'd probably say yeah.
Now, if he was carrying around real meth to hand out, you know, then that might be a problem.
Well,
right?
Then he better come back with a handful of cash.
Yeah.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
New from Play Nation, Grand Theft Congress.
Hurting the American people.
Players face off on the brink of government shutdown.
Another crisis here in Washington.
It's a game of fraud, betrayal, and complete incompetence.
The law's a train wreck.
Gamers try to steal back their country from a bunch of thugs and criminals. I mean, Senate Democrats and House Republicans.
Shut down the government.
Grand Theft Congress.
And it is a train wreck.
Now available at This Is Not a GameStop.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.